night, everybody. Good evening, everyone. Live from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn and Leah Rose.
Hello,
big,
everyone.
Big game tonight, Leah. The Hawks, holy names, in the house. Take it away.
Hello, everyone. The Lady Penguins are in a battle with BYU Hawaii for six in the final spot in the inaugural Pacific West Basketball Tournament. Sarah Nelson, who was sixth among the women's basketball players in NCAA Division II block shots with 2.79 blocks per game, leads Dominican with 7.3 rebounds per game and is scoring 8.8 points per game. Kimi Nakamura is scoring a team high, averaging 9.1 points per game, and Lauren Hyatt is averaging 8 points per game with 6 rebounds per game. So Solinika Owens is averaging 6.8 points, 5.9 rebounds, 2.1 steals, and 1.9 assists per game. Tonight's opponents, HNU, Holy Names University, rallied back against the Lady Penguins in the two teams' first meeting. Despite shooting a better percentage at 36%, to 32%, Dominican was outshot 84-69. After a loss to GCU, the Hawks have won their last two games versus Dixie State and Notre Dame Dana Moore University. They're led by Brittany Postesios with 17 points per game. Sonia Aguilar is averaging 16.2 points per game, and Reniku Fitzpatrick is averaging 11.2 points and a team high of 8.8 rebounds per game. You are tuned in to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, live at the Conlin Center. And we are soon to get this national anthem going. I hope everyone is having a great evening. Pre-game, just know the thought. Last time Dominican played Holy Names University at Holy Names, the score was 77-74 and Dominican lost, but they were without Owens, so this could be a game changer.
This rivalry goes back a long way to Leah Rose. 13 years ago when we first went on the air, it was the same as it was today, if not even more intense back in the old NAIA days. Whenever the Hawks show up, a lot of people from the community like to come out and check it out because they know the history between these two teams. The Giants and the Dodgers have nothing on this rivalry between the Penguins and the Hawks right here at the Conlin Center. And as you mentioned, on paper, this should be a pretty good game. Penguins 4-12 in conference. Holy Name 6-9. We're ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, here we go, fans. The big rivalry match. You know, Leah Rose, each year when the schedule comes out, I always look down to see when we're going to play the Hawks. It's just one of those things after all these years that I still just cannot wait for. So now with the starting lineups and the play-by-play, here's my trusty sidekick, Leah Rose.
All right. For head coach for Holy Names is Katharia Turner. Number three, guard, Brittany Postesio, senior, 5'8 guard. At the other guard position, 5'8, stands 5'8, sophomore guard, Jasmine Grant. At the point guard position, Dominique Williams-McNack, junior, 5'10. At the post position, 6 foot senior, Yesenia Garzon, and power forward position, Renique Fitzpatrick, junior, 6 foot, out of Fairfield, California. And for our starting five, Lady Penguins, at the point guard position, we have senior Stephanie Carnes, number one.
5'1 senior, number one, Stephanie Carnes.
At the center position tonight, we have Jasmine Cox, number 14, out of Upland, California. At the guard position, we have number 22, Solinika Owens, junior, 5'8 guard, out of Fairfield, California.
Out of Fairfield, California. Number 22,
at the other guard position, we have Kimi Nakamura, number 24, 5'6 guard out of Sacramento, California.
And the other guard out of Sacramento, California, 5'6 senior, number 24, Kimi Nakamura.
And at the center position tonight, we have number 34, Lauren Hyatt, sophomore, 6'2 sophomore out of Oak Hills, California. And those were your starting lineups for Holy Name Lady Hawks and the Dominican of University of California Penguins.
I am so excited for this one. It's going to be great.
It's going to be really exciting.
You know, as you mentioned, the Penguins are still statistically in this thing. That is, if they win out and BYU loses out. So they need a little help.
Yes.
But the first place to begin help getting help is at home, and the Penguins hold their own destiny in their own hands to some degree. And it starts tonight with a win over the Hawks. Lose tonight, it's done.
Yes.
Win tonight, there's still hope.
We should see a very, how should I say this, a very highly anticipated and ready Dominican team tonight.
I would think so.
Yes. And to jump for Dominican is Lauren Hyatt. And Dominican wins the tip, Owens. Passes the ball up top to Carnes. Carnes is setting up the play. Guarding Carnes is Jasmine Grant. Kimi Nakamura with the ball at the left wing. Passes it down to Lauren Hyatt, but she misses the layup. Dominique McNack with the rebound. Three ball by Brittany Pastacio. No good. Dominique McNack again with the rebound. Goes up. No foul call. Dominican has possession of the ball. Carnes is dribbling down the middle of the court. Now she's at the right wing, setting up the play. She goes back to the middle of the court, top of the key. Passes it to the left wing to Kimi Nakamura. Kimi looks down, takes two dribbles right, looks down again, passes it high post to Jasmine Cox. Jasmine Cox takes it to the basket and gets the foul call. She will go to the line, shooting two layups. Foul is on Jasmine Grant. Her first foul, team's first foul, score 0-0. Jasmine Cox could change that. And she hits her first free throw, 1-0, Dominican. Jasmine Cox soon to attempt her second free throw. And it's good. Dominican is in a press. Holy Name's having trouble inbounding the ball. Got the ball in, looked down court. And Lauren Hyatt fouls Renique Fitzpatrick, and she finishes the layup, so that's an and-one situation. So Renique will go to the free throw line, shooting one shot. Lauren Hyatt's first foul and first Dominican team foul.
You know, that was just one-on-one. They heaved it the length of the court, and all Hyatt could do was stick an arm in there.
She could.
I don't know how she could not foul in that situation.
Yes. And the free throw was no good, but the ball was tipped out of bounds by Dominican, so it is Holy Name's basketball. Holy Names inbounds it from underneath the basket. Brittany Pastille inbounds it for Holy Names. Gives it to Jasmine Grant at the wing. Pastille gets it back in the right corner. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound by Owens. Aggressive safe spot. Pivots out. Passes up court to Carnes. Carnes is pushing the ball up the court. Carnes sets up a play. Looking at the wing to Kippy Nakamura. No one's there. Carnes resets. Looks at high post at Lauren Hyatt. Lauren Hyatt turns, pivots. Bats her man down to the basket and completes the shot. Great move by Lauren Hyatt. Way to be assertive.
Yeah, you said it. Banked it in off the window.
Yes. Now, Dominican is in a 3-1-1 press. So you have Lauren Hyatt as a safety back by herself. And Holy Names is really pushing the ball up the court, but they could not convert on that possession. So it's good defense by Dominican.
Speaking of not converting, they couldn't even hold on to the ball. They fell out off the end line and gave it to the D's.
Yes. Stephanie Carnes kicks the ball to the right wing, Kimi Nakamura. Kimmy's looking at Lauren Hyde at the high post position, but loses the ball. Score is 4-2 in favor of Dominican. Time is 18 minutes and 10 seconds in the first half.
Grant went in for the layup on the right side there as I interrupted you with that score reminder, and Grant was fouled on the right side.
So Jasmine Grant is going to go to the line and shoot two free throws. First one is good, 4-3.
Well, Grant has a sweet stroke, doesn't she?
She does.
It's really smooth.
And their second free throw is good. Owens inbound the ball for Dominican. Carnes pushes the ball up. Well, that she stops and sets up a play. She passes it to right wing Nakamura. Carnes cuts through. Lauren Hyatt sets a screen for Kimi Nakamura. Kimi goes up for a layup, gets the ball back. Passes it to Carnes. Carnes looks down to Lauren Hyatt. Nothing's there. Carnes resets it. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. And the ball is tipped away, and Jasmine Grant steals it away from Stephanie Carnes. But Carnes blocks her layup, and the ball's back in action. Carnes takes it all the way to the basket with her left hand. No good, but Owens recovers the ball for the rebound. Goes up, tries to get a foul, but no foul was called. Jasmine Cox with the rebound and throws the ball, but shot's no good. So Holy Names is in possession of the ball now. Fitzpatrick, oh, well, turnover again. Stephanie Carnes has the ball. This game is moving really fast, ladies and gentlemen. Kimi Nakamura with the ball on the right wing. Passes it down to Jasmine Cox. Jasmine Cox gets through. Fumbled pass. And she takes it to the hole with her left hand. Looks down at Lauren Hyatt. Tries to pass it to her. But it kind of looks as if she wasn't ready for that pass. So the ball goes out of bounds. And it is Holy Names' ball. We have Brittany Castillo, ooh, turns the ball over. Owens with the ball, looks down to Jasmine Cox, and she cannot convert the layup. But the ball is tipped out of bounds by Holy Names, so Dominican has another shot at putting some points on the board. Owens is limping around a little bit.
She twisted that left ankle. Oh. Owens came flying in with the steal. Boy, that was impressive. Penguins got nothing for it.
Kimi Nakamura with the three, no good. Dominique McNett with the ball. Kicks it up top to Jasmine Grant. Jasmine Grant from Holy Names. Passes it to the wing. Dominique McNett drives left and completes the layup. Score is 6-4, Holy Names. Stephanie Carnes at the point guard position for Dominican. Setting up the play. We have two high posts for Dominican and two out wings. Owens dribbles left baseline. Nothing's there. She passes the ball back up top to Stephanie Carnes. Stephanie Carnes passes it to Kimi Nakamura on the right wing. Kimi drives left, looks down at Jasmine Cox cutting the basket, but the ball is tipped away by Renique Fitzpatrick. Holy Names is on a fast break, and Renique Fitzpatrick completes the layup. Score is 8-4 in favor of Holy Names. 16 minutes left in the first half.
I'm surprised both teams are throwing the ball all over the place and usually into the hands of the opposition.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It just seems really sloppy on both sides so far.
It is. It's very sloppy on both sides. Jasmine Cox with the ball at the three-point line. Passes it down to Lauren Hyatt. Lauren Hyatt makes her move, but her shot cannot go in. Oh, and Kimi Nakamura almost came up with the steal. Ah, Lauren Hyatt fouls again. Lauren Hyatt fouls Brittany Pastasio, and she will go to the line shooting two. And we have a timeout on the floor. You are tuned in to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Leah Rose, and we will be back in a few minutes. This is NCAA Division II basketball. We'll be back in a few seconds. Pardon me. And we are back here live at the Conlin Center. Leah Rose and Stuart Horn. And to the line for Holy Names is Brittany Pastasio. She will attempt two free throws. Score is 8-4 in favor of Holy Names with 15:37 left in the game. And she makes her first free throw. Now it's 9-4. Holy Names. And the second free throw is no good. Ah, but Dominican tips the ball out of bounds. Jasmine Cox and Owens were fighting for the rebound. Same team, but.
Yeah. Well, you're not kidding. That's so unfortunate when both players had it.
Yes.
They both boxed everybody out, and then it goes out off of the Penguins.
Yes. Cutter down the middle is Dominique McCann, but she gets her block shot by Owens. Owens passes it to the left side of the floor to Carnes. Carnes looks down. We had a substitution. So for Dominican, we had Lauren Hyatt go out and Sarah Nelson come in. And Sarah Nelson comes in and scores right off the bat. Score is now 9-6 in favor of Holy Names. Good pressure defense applied by Dominican Stephanie Carnes, and she forces Holy Names to turn the ball over. And we have another sub. Jasmine Cox goes out as Jessie Marshall comes in. Stephanie Carnes with the ball at the point guard position. Passes the ball to the right wing for Owens. Owens takes it all the way to the basket with the right hand and makes the layup. Score is now 9-8. Full court pressure defense applied by Dominican again. Sarah Nelson attempts a block but does not get it, so Dominique McCant does connect with her left-handed layup on a fast break. The score is 11-8. Holy Names possession. Carnes takes it down court, wastes no time. Attempts a left-hand layup but is no good, but Holy Names comes right back down with another fast break. Sonia Aguilar converts for a right-hand layup. Score is 13-8, 14:32 left in the first half of this ball game. Dominican's ball right now. Owens with the ball at the wing. Looks down at Sarah Nelson. Sarah Nelson turns and shoots, but it is very short. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Dominican. Dominican will get back on defense. Well, we have Stephanie Carnes meeting players half. So they're meeting the players half court. They're in a man defense. They have good man-to-man pressure defense applied by Dominican. Sonia Aguilar attempts a jump shot from the top of the key, and she attempts another one. No good, but she attempts a three, and she makes it. Score is now 16-8 with 13:59 left in the game. In the first half of the game. Stephanie Carnes with the ball at the point guard position. Owens at the right wing makes an in-and-out crossover, pulls up for a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Dominique McCant, but the steal by Nika Owens as Dominique McCant tried to pass the ball down to Sonia Aguilar, but Owens intercepted that pass. Kimi Nakamura for a three from the right wing, and she converts 16-11 in favor of Holy Names. Holy Names pushing the ball up court. Sonia Aguilar at the ball at the left wing. Passes it up top to Kaylee Telefi. Driving to the basket strong with her right hand was Brittany Pastesio, but that was no good. And Dominican gets the rebound. Stephanie Carnes takes the ball all the way down the court and shoots a left-hand layup but misses it. But Sarah Nelson gets the rebound and finishes it with a nice layup. 16-13, 13 minutes left in the first half.
Steph ran that thing the length of the court, and all of a sudden Names all moved away from the lane and gave her such a wide-open shot. It was too easy.
It surprised her.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And
look at this. Bam.
By Holy Names. Dominican is rewarded with the ball. Kimi Nakamura will inbound the ball for Dominican. And we have a substitution. Stephanie Carnes comes out as Danielle Yamauchi replaces her. Yamauchi will play the point guard position. And we also have a substitution for Holy Names. Holy Names' Yasina Garzon goes out as Renique Fitzpatrick comes in for her. Jesse Marshall passes it down to the block to Sarah Nelson. Sarah Nelson goes up for the shot, misses it, but Jesse Marshall gets the rebound, and jump ball was called by the referees, and the ball is rewarded to Holy Names. Taking the ball out for Holy Names is Dominique McCant. Brittany Pistesio is running the point guard position for Holy Names. Kimi Nakamura playing defense on her. Marshall D'ing up Aguilar. Aguilar at the top of the key shoots another three and makes it. Oh my gosh, Aguilar is hot for Holy Names right now. 19-13, 12 minutes left in the first half. Yamauchi passes it to the left wing to Nakamura. Nakamura takes it strong to the basket with her right hand attempt layup, but it was no good. Aguilar for Holy Names. Ooh, looked like almost a travel call for Jasmine Grant, but no call was made, so Holy Names is still in possession of the ball.
I'm surprised. Yes. I thought that was a walk.
Blocked by Sarah Nelson. Sarah Nelson with the block, and Dominican with the rebound. Yamauchi with the ball for Dominican at the left wing, then takes it middle, but she backs out and kicks it to the right wing to Owens. Owens is looking down, but she says, let's reset this play. 19-13 is the score of the ball game in favor of Holy Names at the moment. Owens dribbles the ball with her left hand to the top of the key, then dribbles down to the middle. And it looks as if, let's see. All right, we have a foul call on Black 15. Media timeout, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, live at the Conlin Center. Holy Names versus Dominican. Leah Rose and Stuart Horn. This is NCAA Division II basketball. We'll be back in a few seconds. Back. This is Leah Rose. Are you tuned in to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, live from the Collins Center? We have a good game going on here. Score is 19-13. 11 minutes and 16 seconds left in the first half as Yamauchi hits a three from the right corner. Score is now 19-16 in favor of Holy Names. Holy Names looks down court. Block. Good block by Owens. Dominicans back with possession of the ball. Thank you so much. Marshall being assertive with the drive, taking it hard to the basket with her left hand, but no good. Sonia Aguilar for Holy Names. Tussling with the ball. Marshall ends up with the ball for Dominican, and they are fighting. Great hustle by Jessie Marshall. She really wants the ball. Now the ball is awarded to Dominican. We are to have a substitution come in. Jasmine Cox will come in for Solanika Owens. And joining me right now is Patrick Kayabiab. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I cannot complain at all. Really good game here at the Collins Center.
Yeah, I mean, a three-point game, and Dominican's on the attack, so let's see how this goes.
Indeed. Great left-hand drive by Yamauchi, and she converts. Score is 19-18, 10 minutes and 37 seconds left in the first half. Sonia Aguilar for Holy Names on the left wing. Picks up the ball, passes the ball up top to Jasmine Grant as she sets up the play. Back live here at the Conlin Center, we have a great game going on. 21-18 is the score in favor of Holy Names at the moment. Holy Names with possession of the ball. Brittany Pastacio passes the ball to the right wing of Dominique Nett, and she tries to take the ball left, but aggressive defense by Solanika Owens. Great defense by Solanika Owens. But it's still Holy Names' ball. Jasmine Cox will guard the inbounder, Yesenia Garzon. Offensive foul is called on Renique Fitzpatrick. Her second foul, personal foul, and the fourth team foul for Holy Names. 21-18, 7:40 left in the game. Stephanie Carnes with the ball up top, running to point position. Passes it to the left wing to Noelle Roldan. Looks down at the block, Sarah Nelson. Sarah Nelson turns and shoots and gets fouled by Yesenia Garzon. So Sarah Nelson will go to the line shooting two. That is five fouls already for Holy Names. Two more and it's bonus. Sarah Nelson shoots her first free throw, and it's good. 21-19. Scores in favor of Holy Names. But if Sarah Nelson makes this free throw, it'll be 1-point game. And it is a 1-point game. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great ball game going on here at the Conlin Center. This is a rivalry game. If you did not know, Holy Names and Dominican, longtime rivals. And Stephanie Carnes with excellent defense forces Brittany Pastacio to turn the ball over. Double dribble was called. Dominican with this aggressive defense. It's so beautiful. Stephanie Carnes handling the ball at the point guard position. Passes it to the right wing to Owens. Owens takes the ball right to the basket. Dumps it down to a cutter of Jasmine Cox to the left side, but Jasmine Cox is blocked by Brittany Pastacio. Holy Names fast breaks. Attempting a right-hand layup was Kaylee Telefi, but that was no good. But there is a foul called on Noel Rodan.
I'll take it back to the end of the court. Kaywan Owens had a nice dish to the cutting Cox, but she just got blocked. But, I mean, you got to like the aggressiveness that the Penguins are doing at the other end of the court.
Yes, it was a good-looking play. I definitely agree. I'd do it again.
Yeah, I'd do it again, too.
In possession of the ball is Holy Names at the moment. Stephanie Carnes playing some great defense. But Brittany Pastacio converts with a right-handed short jumper. Score is 23-20 with 6:44 left in the first half. And jump shot made by Owens. 23-22 is the score. Holy Names in possession of the ball right now. Running the point guard position is Kaylee Telefi. She passes it to Pastacio. Pastacio dribbles to the right wing, passes up top to Dominique Manette. Dominique looks down at the block, but almost a steal for Dominican. Somehow, Holy Names end up with the ball again, and Fitzpatrick converts for a layup, 2 points. 25-22 is the score at the moment. Stephanie Carnes at the point guard position for Dominican. Passes it to the left wing, and Noel Rodan looks down at the block. Sarah Nelson, Tell Nelson takes a couple dribbles right, turns left, pulls up for a jump shot, but cannot convert. Thinking maybe she should back down, use her body, and get closer to the basket so she can shoot a closer and easier shot. Ball goes to Holy Names. We do have a couple substitutions for Dominican. Carnes comes out and Cox comes out as Nakamura. And Holy Names is possession of bat, and Gleason come in for Dominican. Sarah Nelson grabs the rebound. Yamauchi running the point guard position now for Dominican. And she calls out the play. They are running five out. Ooh, crosses over right. Has a lane, dumps it off to Sarah Nelson for the short jump shot on the right-hand side of the court, but no good. But Dominican, again, coming with the aggressive defense, and Owens tips the ball away. Way to be assertive. Dominican is really playing some hard knocks defense right now, and I'm really enjoying it. How about yourself, Patrick?
Man, I'm enjoying it, too. I see Kaywan Owens diving for it right there on the right sideline, and she caused a stir up on the bench as well because she almost dived into her teammates.
She did. That's that good hustle right there. Holy Names in possession of the ball right now is Yesenia Garzon. Inbounds the ball to Telefi. Passes down to the blocks, back to Garzon, and she converts for a layup, 2 points, 27-22. Scores in favor of Holy Names, 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first half. Possession is in, the ball is in Dominican's hands right now. Nakamura, the left wing, dribbles up high, passes it to Yamauchi. She attempts a three from the top of the key, but no good, and it looks like the ball was tipped out by Gleason, so it is now the Hawks basketball. On the court for Dominican right now, Yamauchi with some great aggressive defense. Gleason dumps it, the fast break, dumps it down to Yamauchi. Yamauchi kicks it back to Gleason for a left-hand layup, and it's good, 27-24, 4 minutes and 38 seconds left in this first half. Yamauchi playing some great defense, going hard against Telefi. At the point guard position, Lauren Hyatt closes out. Great closeout by Lauren Hyatt on Fitzpatrick, but she hits the short jump shot, short left on the left-hand side of the court. Gleason drives to the basket with her right hand, trying to go middle. Stop pops at the top of the key, but gets her jump shot blocked. 29-24 is the score at the moment with 4 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first half. Here comes Yamauchi playing some great defense again. I mean, this girl has locked. Oh, my gosh. but a good crossover this time by Telefi to avoid getting the ball stolen. And there's a foul called on Gleason. Her first team foul, the team's fifth. Her first personal foul, the team's fifth.
Like Nikki Gleason did a smart foul there. Guard zone, a big. She was there on the left block, and then she fouled her to earn her shots at the line.
And Garzon hits her first free throw, scores 29-24. And we do have a substitution for the Hawks. Telefi goes out as Grant comes in. And Garzon hits her second free throw, scores 31-24. 3:57 left in the first half. Yamauchi for Dominican with the ball at the point guard position. She kicks the ball kind of to the left wing almost to Nakamura. Gets it away, but Lauren Hyde ends with the ball with short jumper on the left-hand side of the court, and she makes it. 31-26 is the score. McNatt with the ball for Holy Names at the right wing. She is a lefty, and she's looking to the left-hand side of the court, but great way to realize it. Owens is playing her right, trying to force her right, and it's working. And we do have a media timeout coming up right now. You are tuned into Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Lady Hawks versus the Lady Penguins, and this is NCAA Division II basketball. Leah Rose and Patrick Kayabia will be back in a few seconds.
Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand.
And we are back, Leah Rose and Patrick Kayabiyab, live at the Collins Center. This is a big rivalry game. We have Holy Names and Dominican. Lady Hawks basketball. They inbound it to Garzon. Garzon takes one dribble left and looks down at the block to Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick cannot convert on her short jump shot. Dominican gets the rebound. And they're fast breaking. Gleason drives left, is packed by Fitzpatrick. Now Holy Names is fast breaking and takes it all the way left is Pastacio, but she misses the layup. Now Dominican's fast breaking in, but behind Gleason creeping up was Dominique McNatt. And so Holy Names is fast breaking again. And they convert with Jasmine Grant making a right-handed layup. Now there is a violation that had just occurred on Dominican, so the ball will be awarded back to Holy Names. We have a substitution. Cox is coming in for Gleason for Dominican.
I believe that the violation was because Nakamura was cross court when she had the ball in her hand.
Oh.
So that's why the ball went back to Holy Names.
Man. Rebound by Owens. Yamauchi playing the point guard position for Dominican. Looks up to Lauren Hyatt. Lauren Hyatt gets the pass, kicks it back out to Yamauchi. Yamauchi kicks to the left wing to Nakamura. Nakamura takes it all the way left, lays it up right, and makes the layup. 33-28 is the score with 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first half of this ballgame. Jasmine Grant running the point guard position for Holy Names walks the ball up court. Yamauchi playing aggressive defense. Jasmine Grant takes the ball all the way left and misses her left-handed layup. Yamauchi fast breaking again, looks up to Nakamura. Yamauchi with the ball, stops and tries to pass it to a cutting Cox, but passes a little behind her. And we have a couple of substitutions. Nakamura is coming out. Rodon is coming in for her. And Yamauchi is coming out, and Carnes is coming in for her. So we have some fresh legs out there on the court for Dominican. Carnes running the point guard position. Passes it to the high post of Cox. Carnes cuts back, door. Cox gives it to her, but she misses the left-hand layup. But the ball is live and jump ball. Cox is tied up, was tied up with Teleffi. And the ball is awarded to Dominican. Inbounding for Dominican is Stephanie Carnes. And we are good. 33-28 is the score with 1:51 left in the first half. Owens with the ball at the left wing looks down in the corner to Rodon. Rodon passes the ball up top to Carnes. Carnes passes the ball to Owens at the right wing. She attempts a three, and it's a little short. Bounces off the rim. Holy Names with the ball. Aguilar passes it to a high post of Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick takes a couple dribble stops and pops and misses the jump shot. Rodon running in. Fitzpatrick comes up with a steal. Foul. Owens fouls Brittany Pastasio. Team fouls for Dominican is 6, and for Holy Names is 5. With 1:20 left in the ball game, score is 33-28. Inbounding the ball for Holy Names is Yesenia Garzon. Guarding the inbound is Jasmine Cox. She gets the ball in to Teleffi. Teleffi finds Garzon down at the block, and Garzon has a little trouble. Good defense by Cox. The ball is knocked out of bounds. And Holy Names is awarded with the ball. Garzon dribbles left, tries to pull up for a jump shot, and Cox blocks her shot. 1:11 left in the first half. I mean, some great defense, though, by a Dominican. I mean, getting their hands on the ball, getting blocks. Looking pretty good. Holy Names inbounds the ball. Aguilar at the left wing, looking to go right or looking for the shot. She's been pretty hot the whole game. But Teleffi pulls up for the three at the top of the key instead, and she misses it. Jasmine Cox almost grabs down the rebound but ends up tipping it out of bounds. So the ball is back to Holy Names with a fresh shot clock. Aguilar at the right wing for Holy Names. Dribbles right, stops, pops for a short jumper. No good, but Dominique McNatt is there to finish her shot, complete her shot. She gets the rebound and shoots a left-hand layup and makes it. Stephanie Carnes takes the ball down, tracks defense, and gets her foul called. So she will go to the line shooting two free throws with 44.6 seconds left in the first half. The score is 35-28.
Stephanie Carnes did something smart there. The Penguins have not been aggressive as of late until then. She takes it, draws the foul, and makes her first free throw.
Definitely. Maybe they should have been doing this early on. I mean, Holy Names has had 5 fouls for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And she makes her first free throw. 35-29 is the score. And she converts and makes her second. 44.6 seconds left in this ball game. Holy Names has the ball looking to Aguilar. She wanted to shoot the three. She's been hot this whole game, but good closeout for Dominican. Aguilar for Holy Names at the top of the key with the ball. Looking for something. Looks down at the block to Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick makes her right-hand layup. 23 seconds on the clock. Dominican is going to go for the last shot. Stephanie Carnes slows it down. 18 seconds left, 37-30 in the first half is the score in favor of Holy Names. Stephanie Carnes, they call the play. 5 out, 10 seconds left, 9, 8. Carnes dribbles left, spins right, goes to the lane. Oh, almost makes the layup. Great. Stephanie Carnes is balling.
Yeah, she's a baller.
She's
a baller. This is a walk-on freshman, 5'1", does a spin move, and she's the captain of the team as her senior year, does a spin move, draws the foul, almost gets the and one.
Whoo, a true leader.
Yeah, true leader.
True leader. And she makes her first free throw, 6 seconds left in the ballgame. 37-31, yes, in favor of Holy Names. The score is in favor of Holy Names at the moment. And she hits her second free throw as well. Holy Names will go for the last shot. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's see if there's a shot. Nope. Good defense. Owens sent the ball away, and no shot was put up by Holy Names. So we'll go into the half with a score of 37-32 in favor of Holy Names so far. Patrick, what do you think about the play that's been going on in the first half so far?
What I think about the first half for the Lady Penguins is that they're actually playing some good defense. What they're doing, Holy Names is only shooting 40%. That's not bad. That's decent. but they're playing some good defense. On the offensive side, Dominican shooting at 31%. What the Penguins need to do is attack the paint more. They're settling for jumpers. And one person on the team that's actually not settling for jumpers and attacking the rim is Stephanie Carnes. So a way that the Penguins could get back in this game, which they are in, but they're only down five, a way to take this lead, maybe do some press defense, has always helped them in the past. And also, if they can just attack the paint.
Hands down, I definitely agree. You are tuned in live here at the Conlin Center. This is Penguin Radio. Score is 37-32. And it's halftime right now. So we'll be back in a few minutes. And if you can make it up here to the Conlin Center to see this game, you need to. But Leah Rose and Patrick Kayabiab for Penguin Radio, we'll be back. Holy Names with the ball. Jasmine Grant running the point guard position, just taking the ball to the hole. And she wants to shoot. She wants a layup. She wants it, and she's been denied by Lauren Hyatt. And the ball is actually tipped out by Holy Names, so the ball is rewarded too.
Really fast, really sturdy, and they're going to press the D. But for Holy Names, they're just going to keep attacking the pressure because they are really dominating the Penguins in the post. But I think the Penguins are going to try to find a way to attack the basket.
Indeed. Let's get this party started. As I mentioned, we are live from the Conlin Center. At the moment, the score is 37-32 as the clock runs out. Halftime will expire in 4 seconds. Holy Names will inbound the ball because the Lady Penguins won possession of the tip at the beginning of the game. Inbounding the ball for Holy Names is Yesenia Garzon. And for the five on the court for Dominican is Hyatt, Cox, Owens, Carnes, and Nakamura. Holy Names with the ball right now. Grant at the point guard position. Passes it down to Fitzgerald, and they call a foul on Cox as Fitzgerald kind of draws the foul on the way. Pumps fake one way, and Jasmine Cox goes up in the air, and she uses her body.
Well, my prediction came right because Fitzpatrick attacked the paint of the Dominican Penguins. So that's what they've been doing all night.
Indeed, they have. They have. Fitzpatrick has been putting it up, and she makes her first free throw. First attempt out of two. 38-32 is the score in favor of Holy Names. Fitzpatrick attempts her second free throw, and it is no good. Rebound by Jasmine Cox. Outlets it to Carnes. Carnes dribbles the ball up the middle of the court, passes it to the right wing to Owens. Hyatt sets a screen and rolls to the basket, but does not get the ball on the roll. Ball is kicked to Carnes at the opposite wing. Carnes drives left strong and takes it all the way and makes her layup. 38-34 is the score. Holy Names fast breaks. Dominican almost comes up with the steal, but Fitzpatrick gets the ball and converts for a layup. Score is 42-34. 19 minutes and 19 seconds left in the second half. Dominican with the ball. Owens drives the basket all the way right but misses the layup. Rebound by Holy Names. Holy Names fast breaks, and you have Jasmine Grant going up for a left-hand layup. No good. But who was that with the rebound, Patrick, for Holy Names?
I believe that was Yesenia Garzon.
Garzon. And she gets fouled.
Yeah.
As she attempts to shoot a layup and gets fouled. She did not make the layup. She is at the free throw line shooting two right now. First attempt is good. Hey, 41-34 is the score in favor of Holy Names. And her second attempt is good as well. Stephanie Carnes at the point guard position for Dominican. Just playing a great game tonight. Passes its right wing to Owens, but the ball just kind of slips out of her hands. So turnover, Dominican. Ball is awarded to Holy Names.
This is the type of possessions the Penguins do not need. They need to score there to make it, to still make it manageable to be back in this game.
Yes, indeed. Definitely agree. Dominican, the man defense at the moment. Three-pointer attempt from Pastesio from the top of the key. No good. Owens comes up with the ball for Dominican. Dominican pushes the ball down court. Carnes kind of slows it down, passes it to Owens at the top of the key. Three-point Three-pointer by Julia Brew. Puts three more points on the board for Dominican. Holy Names just comes with it. Just fast breaking all the time. Fitzpatrick ends up with the layup, misses it. Gets her own rebound. Takes a short jumper, misses it. Rebound by Brew. Brew just came in here and just started some real good action. Pump fakes at the top of the three is Brew. Fakes her defender out. Takes a dribble left. Pulls up for a short jump shot at the free throw line and makes it. Score is 42-39 with 18 minutes and 4 seconds left. We have a timeout on the court, and we will be back in a few seconds. This is NCAA Division II basketball live at the Collins Center. Leah Rose and Patrick Preabia. Passes half court for Carnes. Carnes looks left. Down at the block at Lauren Hyatt, but kicks it to Yamauchi. Yamauchi shoots a three from the left, in between the left wing and the top of the key, and makes it. The score is tied up 42 up with 17 minutes and 23 seconds left. Three-point attempt for Holy Names by Pasesio, and that is no good. Dominican with possession of the ball. Yamauchi with the ball at the left wing, drives left. And I believe the ball was kind of knocked off of someone's foot. So the ball will go back to Dominican. Carnes inbounds the ball for Dominican. We have a tied ball game here, ladies and gentlemen. Brew for Dominican with the ball in the left corner. Passes it to the left wing of Yamauchi. Yamauchi swings the ball up top to Stephanie Carnes. Carnes looking for that drive. Her eyes on the prize. She stops and pops right inside the three-point line. Kind of long, right off the back of the rim. Lauren Hyatt is fighting and Brew fighting for the ball, but one of them was out of bounds. So, ball is awarded to the Hawks.
We haven't said Lauren Hyatt's name in a while, but she keeps fighting in the inside of the paint.
She has. She's a fighter for sure. And I love that out of Lauren Hyatt. And Holy Names turns the ball over, so the ball is awarded back to Dominican. We have a substitution. We have not more. Yamauchi coming in for Carnes. I am sorry. Yamauchi substituting in for Carnes. Yamauchi at the point guard position. Takes the ball right. Passes it to the right-hand corner for Brew. Brew dribbles to the right wing. Tries to pass it down to Owens at the high post position, but the ball is tipped away by Dominique McNack. Dominique McNack swings the ball out to Jasmine Grant, the left-hand side of the court. With a two-point jumper, she converts and makes her shot. Holy Names is in their press again. Dominican breaks it. Fast breaks. Yamauchi has the ball for Dominican at the top of the key. She sets up the play. And they are running five out, I believe. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Boy, that went by fast. Lauren Hyatt working the ball out at the block. Turns around and hits her jumper. Score is now 44-44. Score is tied here at the Collins Center. 15 minutes and 46 seconds left in this ball game. Aguilar drives right for Holy Names, kicks it to the corner for Jasmine Grant. Turns the ball over. Dominican ends up with the ball. Fast break. Brew pulls up for a short two-pointer on the left-hand side of the court. No good. Holy Names with the ball. Grant passes it up the court to Pasesio. Pulls up a long, long three-pointer outside of NBA range. No good. But Nakamura attempts a three-point shot from the right-hand side of the court. No good, but Owens gets the rebound. And there is a foul call, so Owens will go to the line shooting two.
No, honestly, people are going to say that's a bad shot in a fast break where Kimi Nakamura was stopping that three-pointer, but that's her shot.
That's her shot.
If she's open, she needs to take that every single time.
Exactly. And coach isn't mad. She's a shooter. Yeah. She's going to shoot. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a timeout. We're live from the Collins Center, NCAA Division II basketball. Score is 44-44, tied with 15 minutes and 13 seconds left in the second half. It's a great ball game. We'll be back in a few seconds. And we are back live at the Collins Center. If you do not know, this is a big-time rivalry game for Dominican. Dominican and Holy Names have gone back, way back.
Yeah.
Before Patrick and I have even been at Dominican. So this is a big rivalry game. Owens is at the line for Dominican, shooting two. She missed her first free throw. The score is tied, though, 44-44, with 15 minutes and 13 seconds left in the second half. And she attempts her second free throw, and it's good. Dominican is up by 1 point. Applying some half-court pressure, we have a substitution. Owens goes out, and Roldan comes in. Well, Roldan. And Roldan is applying some full-court pressure against Talafi. Talafi passes the ball to left wing to Aguilar. Aguilar dribbles, tries to dribble up top of Gee, but mishandles the ball. And Yamushi comes up with the steal, takes the ball left, but misses the layup. So Holy Names has the ball again. Aguilar with the ball in the right corner, guarded by Roldan, takes it left, aggressively to the basket, lays it up with her right hand on the left-hand side of the – oh, no, on the right-hand side of the court. She was right. And she made her layup, but Nakamura attempts a three-pointer from the right-hand side of the court. It is short, but Lauren Hyatt comes up with the rebound and attempts to shoot a layup and gets fouled. The foul will be rewarded to Yesenia Garzon, and Lauren Hyatt will shoot two free throws.
Again, how about Lauren Hyatt grabbing her third rebound of the match? She's a good center to use for this team.
It's that extra effort that will just carry them through, and they continue this, they'll pull this off.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right, so we have substitution. Karnes coming in for Yamauchi. Lauren Hyatt, second free throw is good. Score is 46-46, 14:34 left in the game. Holy Names almost turns the ball over. Sonia Aguilar driving aggressively right, stops and pops and pulls up at the right hand corner, free throw line corner, no good. Karnes with the rebound and taking the ball up court. As she turns her back to her player, tries to back her down, passes it up top to Lauren Hyatt. Lauren Hyatt gives it back to Karnes. Karnes drives left down the middle and makes her left-handed layup. Score is now 48-46, Dominican's favor. Hyatt comes up with the steal for Dominican. Karnes pushes it up court. We're looking at Roldan. Roldan saves it from going out of bounds. Oh, and a late call by the referee. Oh, my gosh. Dominican almost had a layup off of that.
Man, they almost had it. Remember, this is a must-win for DU if they want a chance at that PacWest tournament. They need this win tonight.
Yes, and I'm loving the effort that they're giving right now. 48-46 is the score with 14 minutes left. Owens comes in for Roldan. Holy Names with the ball. Jasmine Grant playing the point guard position for the Hawks at the moment. She's being guarded by Karnes. Brew being really aggressive on defense. Great defense against Garzon. And Grant tries to take the ball to the hole on the left-hand side of the court and turns the ball over. So the ball is rewarded to the Lady Penguins. Marshall comes in for Nakamura. Karnes running the point guard position for Dominican at the moment. We have a down screen set by Brew to free up Owens. But instead, Karnes is on the right-hand side of the court, makes a entry pass down to Owens at the block. Owens turns around and pulls up for a jumper, and it falls. The Hawks with the ball right now. Grant running the point guard position, running the point. Garzon kicks it to, steal by Owens, and she easily converts and makes her right-handed layup. Scores 52-46 in favor of Dominican with 13 minutes and 11 seconds left in the second half. And Holy Names is definitely feeling the pressure right now as Dominican is applying full court man defense. Pressure. Grant goes up for a left-hand layup, misses it. Good defense by Grant. Brew tips it away. Dominican ends up with the ball. Owens has the ball. Kicks it to Karnes. Karnes looking up court. Kicks it to Brew at the right wing. Brew makes a cross-court pass to Marshall at the left wing. Marshall passes to a cutting Karnes for a left-hand layup, and Stephanie Karnes converts with two more points for Dominican. 54-46 and timeout, Holy Names. What a way to play.
And if the Penguins want a shot at the PacWest tournament, they're playing like they want it. They're playing hungry, and this is what the Penguins team needs to do the rest of the game with 12 minutes, 38 left.
Yes, we're going to stay live right now. I mean, man, this is the first lead. Oh, it's great. It's going great. And we have our main man right here, Mr. D. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Good. Give us a little background for yourself.
Hey, I'm from Dayton, Ohio, man. I'm just sitting here chilling at the time, enjoying the ladies' penguins, and they doing their thing, man. They holding in there great. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm doing good. If you guys do not know who this is Derek Oprah, right?
Yes, sir. Oprah. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
from the men's basketball team. So
Yes. Everybody
just welcome Derek, embrace him. We are back at this ball game, and Holy Names is in possession of the ball right now. But the score is 54-46. What do you think about this game so far, Derek?
Hey, man, they was down and they came back with fire. That's what I like. I mean, I don't think they're having a chance to make it to the conference tournament, but they're not letting nothing go down. They're gonna play to the end, and that's what I like about this team.
Yes, I definitely agree. Owens with the ball, pushing the ball up court, kicks it to Marshall, the left corner. Marshall finds Owens at the right wing. Attempts a three from the right corner, but it kind of hits, shimmers off the backboard. That was a nice attempt, just kind of off.
Oh,
but
good block.
Net for Holy Names spins and goes to the basket, but Owens gets the block. Stephanie Carnes at the point guard position, really controlling this game so beautifully. Kicks it to the right wing to Owens. Hyatt, she feeds Hyatt at the block. Hyatt turns and faces and shoots her jump shot. Garzon fouls her, so Hyatt will go to the line shooting two. All right, and we do have a media timeout. So this is Leah Rose and Patrick Kayabia live here at the Conlin Center. And Patrick, I'm just so happy right now.
I'm happy too.
The way they're playing, it's just, man, it could have been like this in the first half.
If it was like this in the first half, it would be a blowout. I'm serious.
Yes.
But I'm also happy that Derek Ober got to stop by the radio studio, show some love.
That was impressive. That was really great.
Yeah.
We got to really connect with, you see the men's team is supporting the women's team. That school spirit is just up high right now. I'm feeling it. This is a media timeout. We are live from the Conlin Center. This is NCAA Division II basketball, and we will be back in a few seconds. Conlin 6 with 11 minutes and 50 seconds left if you are just tuning in to Penguin Radio. And she makes her first free throw. Score is now 55-46. Dominican is up by 9 points with 11 minutes and 50 seconds left in this ballgame. Aguilar comes in for Fitzpatrick for the Hawks. Lauren Hyatt makes her second free throw. Again, full court pressure applied by Stephanie Carnes. And we have Grant using an arm bar, no call, but great lockup defense by Stephanie Carnes. Aguilar is trying to drive left. Good pressure defense. Holy Names is really not digging this pressure defense at all. And a long three-point attempt by Jasmine Grant of the Hawks, and she airballs the jumper.
Yeah, and she's hearing a lot from this Penguin crowd. An airball like that, you don't want it.
Not at all. Not in the icebox, baby. Stephanie Carnes at the point guard position, setting up the play from the right wing. Passes it to the high block by Lauren Hyatt. Looks like it could have been a little foul action going on. No call. Brew with the ball at the left wing. Looks down at Owens at the block. Left block. Marshall comes up with the rebound. Dominican still has the ball, and it's live. Oh, and they call a travel on Lauren Hyatt. But it's okay. It's okay because Stephanie Carnes is here to play some full court defense and apply it and really, really get on Jasmine Grant's nerves right about now. Jasmine Grant for Holy Name setting up the play top. Swings the ball to Pistecio at the wing. At the right wing, Pistecio pulls up at the free throw line and hits her jumper. Score is now 56-48 with 10 minutes and 44 seconds left. Dominican is ahead in this ball game. Marshall with the ball at the left wing for Dominican. Passes it to the left corner of Carnes. Carnes looked down the block for Hyatt. Hyatt tries to dump it down to Owens and gets fouled. Great assertiveness by Hyatt.
Look, Carnes is doing something smart. She's giving it to the post where the Penguins' strength on offense is. And when they give it to the big man, Lauren Hyatt knows how to pass the ball.
Yes.
And she found Kaywon Owens open, but she got fouled on the pass. So she's doing something smart here.
Yes, they are really playing some great fundamental basketball right now. Owens for Dominican with the ball up top. Swings it to Yamauchi to set up the play. Yamauchi kicks it to the left wing to Nakamura. Nakamura passes it back to Yamauchi. Yamuji passes to Owens at the right corner, tries to kick it down to Hyatt, but the ball is intercepted. So moving screen is called, and that is another foul on Yesenia Garzon.
I'm looking at Yamauchi's reaction after that screen. She looks like she got knocked down by a truck. She was shaking her head, looked a little gloomy, but she seems fine now.
She's back. She's back. And that is the fourth foul on Fitzpatrick. And for team fouls, that's five for Holy Names.
Hey, look, one more then she's done.
Yes.
And one, and not to mention for the folks listening at home, we have one more broadcast, which is next week, senior night. That's going to be the last of the season for the folks listening at home.
Three-point attempt by Nakamura on the left-hand wing. No good, but she ends up with the ball. So Dominican back at it with a fresh shot clock. Yamauchi tries to pass it to the high post to Brew, but the ball is intercepted by Pasillo Holy Names, but she is blocked. She is blocked by, it looked like, Nakamura, and the ball is awarded to Holy Names. It must have tipped off of a Holy Names player. I mean, the ball is awarded to Dominican. I'm sorry. And there is a timeout called, 30-second timeout, my Dominican. Patrick, five fouls, Holy Names. I'm thinking bonus. What you thinking?
I'm thinking bonus, and one way to get into the bonus is to attack the basket, and that's what something they've been doing this second half.
Yes, yes, attacking, attacking, attacking. The score is 56-48 in favor of Dominican with 9 minutes and 52 seconds left. And you have a key player for Holy Names in foul trouble in Renique Fitzpatrick. I mean, not Fitzpatrick, I'm sorry. Yesenia Garzon with four fouls right now. So this is looking pretty good, really prominent, dominant for Dominican. And we are back. It will be Dominican's ball. Holy Names will fall back on defense, not applying any full court pressure. And we do have Yamauchi running the point guard position for Dominican. She swings it to the right wing of Owens. Actually, Holy Names is in a 3-2 defense at the moment. Lauren Hyatt at the block on the left-hand side of the court tries to take the ball to the basket and is fouled. So that's 16 fouls, Holy Names. Like Patrick and I just said, we're thinking bonus. And we do have a substitution. Nelson is in for Brew for Dominican. Inbounding the ball underneath the basket for Dominican is Yamauchi. Yamauchi finds Owens up top at the left wing. Owens swings it up top to Nakamura. Nakamura kicks it back to Owens in the left-hand corner. Owens finds Yamauchi up top at the left. Then Owens makes a kind of cross-court pass to Nakamura, and she hits a three-pointer from the top of the key. Score is now 59-48 with 9 minutes and 14 seconds left. And Dominican is really, really, really playing these passing lanes. And you have a large mismatch at the point with Sarah Nelson. Nelson guarding McNett from Holy Names. There was no way for her to score down at that block. It was just a complete mismatch.
Yeah, no way.
Dominican has the ball right now. Yamauchi finds Nakamura at the left-hand wing. Nakamura swings it back up top to Yamauchi. Yamauchi's looking at Sarah Nelson at the high post. We have a major mismatch. Sarah Nelson kind of hesitates with the mismatch. What do you think about that, Patrick?
I think she was on the free throw line, so I wouldn't expect her to shoot something there, but she has to realize that she's going to be caught in the 3 seconds in the paint like that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed. I want to see Sarah take it left just to the basket one time, really aggressive. That would be so dope.
It would be hilarious, too. Someone who was about 6'1", 6'4".
6'4". Holy Names with the ball. And you have Talefi attempting to take the ball all the way with her right hand to the basket, and she misses a layup. Inbound pass, ball to Dominican. Inbound pass by Roldan to Hyatt. Hyatt gets the ball, but swings the ball out to Nakamura. Nakamura drives to the basket with her left hand and misses the layup. Holy Names with the ball. Pushing the ball up court is Talefi. No one stops the ball. She takes it all the way with her right hand and converts and makes the layup. Scores 59-50 with 8 minutes and 5 seconds left in the second half of this ball game. Dominican has the ball right now. We have Yamauchi running the point guard position. She swings it to the right wing to Roldan. Roldan is being guarded by Aguilar. Roldan is looking down at the block as Sarah Nelson feeds her. She turns baseline, pivots, and shoots, and banks it off and makes her, I'd say that's a layup for a post player. That's a layup. She makes her layup. Score is now 61-50. Holy names, being aggressive. You have Brittany Pastaseo driving to the basket with a right-hand layup and makes the layup.
Yeah, Pastaseo just took it to the basket, wanted to make sure they could get something in the paint and make sure that they will not be down by double digits anymore.
Yes, indeed. We see a little fire. We see a little anger. But Nakamura at the right wing pulls up for the three. It's kind of long. Goes off the back of the rim. Rebound in possession of Holy Names. Aguilar pulls down the rebound for Holy Names. Then we have Williams McNett kind of figuring her way out at the high post position. Tries to drive left, but finds her teammate cutting to the basket. She finds Pastaseo cutting to the basket for the left-hand layup, but she misses the layup. Dominican with the rebound, setting up a play, and we have a timeout, Dominican. You are tuned into the Collins Center. We are live right now. This is Leah Rose and Patrick Kayabiap. And the score is 61-52 with 6 minutes and 43 seconds left in the second half. This is an intense game, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back in a few seconds. This is NCAA Division II basketball. We are back live here at the Collins Center, Dominican's ball. Yamauchi is playing the point guard position right now. Setting up the play from the right wing. Looking at Lauren Hyatt at the, woo! But on the opposite side, left-hand corner was Nakamura wide open. Yamauchi finds her, cross-court pass, and Kimi Nakamura hits the short two-pointer jumper.
That's always going to be a risky pass to shoot, to pass that half cross-court.
Indeed, indeed. Now, Aguilar for Holy Names, steps back, three-pointer, smooth. Ooh. Boy, she's been shooting the lights out.
That was nasty. My gosh. A step-back three. Are you kidding me?
Woo, from the top of the key, hits that three, scores 63-55. Aguilar has always been known to have that soft touch. When I played with her at San Francisco State, she's always had that nice little touch. Oh, man. And it is Penguins basketball. We have some substitutions. Nakamura is coming out, and Owens is coming in. And we do have a media timeout on the floor. We are live from the Collins Center. This is a very intense game, rivalry. Let's say rivalry night right here at the Collins Center. Dominican versus Holy Names. Score is 63-55. We are live at the women's game right now. And there's 5 minutes and 57 seconds left. Patrick, what do you think the ladies need to do to just seal the deal?
Well, what these Lady Penguins need to do to seal this deal against Holy Names and a way to stay alive in this PacWest tournament is keep staying aggressive. That's the only way. The only way to win this game is to be aggressive, attack the paint, find Lauren Hyatt. She's matched up against Renee Fitzpatrick, and Fitzpatrick and Sarah Nelson and Lauren Hyatt have been pushing and shoving each other. I've been watching the body language. They don't like. It seems like they don't like each other. This is a rivalry. It's rivalry week. Yes. And a way to do to win this game is do that dirty work inside the paint.
Yes, you can find the best basketball being played right here at the Collins Center right now. So if you can get here, you have 5 minutes and 57 seconds regulation time. You know, that's like really like maybe 20 minutes left. You got 20 minutes to get here to the gym to catch the tail end of this game of the women's. Then the men follow up at 7:30. We are back, and Stephanie Carnes has the ball for Dominican at the top of the key. Stephanie Carnes trying to take the ball aggressively left, but jump stops and finds Lauren Hyatt at the high post. Lauren Hyatt kicks it to the right corner to Nelson. Nelson finds a cutter and Roldan. Roldan turns facing short on her short jump shot, but you have a fast break. Holy Names is running. It's running. It's not giving up. McNatt hits her right-handed layup. She converts and makes her right-handed layup. Karn spins out of control, but gets the ball. Owens gains possession of the ball.
That was a slip and slide. That's some NBA street basketball.
That was one of those moves that you just – not too many people can do it.
Yeah.
Roldan dribbles left with her left hand down into the key, spins to her right, but is short on her jump shot, and there's 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Sarah Nelson gets a shot up, hits rim, but Holy Names ends up with the rebound. Holy Names ball right now. McNett with the ball at the right wing, looks down at the block at Garzon. Garzon is blocked by Nelson, but gets the rebound back and gets the ball to Fitzpatrick, and Fitzpatrick is fouled as she goes up for the layup on the left-hand side of the court. The foul is called on Lauren Hyatt. This is her third personal foul. Excuse me, and the team's third.
Remember, the Lady Penguins have been playing some great basketball. I mean, they played GCU, Dixie State, ended up in losses, but they were in those games. And it seems like if they keep playing some basketball and some heavy defense, they could pull out the victory here.
Indeed. Fitzpatrick for Holy Names just hit her first free throw, and she has one more remaining. And we do have a couple of substitutions. We have Cox coming in for Hyatt, and we have Marshall coming in for Roldan. And Fitzpatrick misses her second free throw. Score is 63-58. Dominican is up with 4 minutes and 40 seconds left in the ball game. Stephanie Carnes at the point guard position for Dominican. Sarah Nelson gets the ball at the high post block. Carnes drives left aggressively and gets the foul call. Carnes will go to the line shooting two free throws. The foul will be on Garzon. Stephanie Carnes going to the line shooting two.
These are big buckets here. It's a 5-point game. They need to increase the lead right now.
And we have a little, okay, we're back. There's a little confusion on the court, but everything's fine. Stephanie Carnes attempting her first free throw. Carnes makes her first free throw and misses her second, but Owens for Dominican rebounds the ball. Dominican with possession of the ball, a fresh shot clock, 23 seconds on the shot clock actually now. Jasmine Cox hands the ball off to Owens at the top of the key. Owens drives aggressively right to her, with her right hand to the basket, lays it up with her left, but it is no good. And Holy Names has a wide open player in Aguilar down the court, but was overpassed, so she had to reset the ball. Aguilar drives right, stops and pulls up for a jump shot at the free throw line, but misses the shot. Rebound by Carnes. Carnes, the point guard position, setting up the play for Dominican at the right wing. Looks down at Owens at the block on the right-hand side of the court. Owens takes it left and goes up for the shot and is fouled. So Owens will go to the line shooting two, and the foul is on Fitzpatrick Holy Names. That is eight fouls for Holy Names. Score is 64-58. The foul difference for team fouls is 3 Dominican, 8 Holy Names. 3 minutes and 45 seconds left in this ball game. This is pretty big.
This is crunch time. This is where the champions are made. We're on our last media timeout right now. But in the way the Penguins could close this out is to stop defense and stop the fast breaks that Holy Name is doing. I mean, they had an open Aguilar right there on the block, but she was overpassed. If she was not overpassed and throwing a little underneath, she would have made that easily.
Yes.
But the Penguins need to stop the fast breaks.
They do. They need to get back. They do. They really do need to get back because this game is in their hands. I mean, we're ahead 64-58 right now, but they have to keep it that way. They cannot slack on defense. They do need to get back. Fast breaks are just easy point scoring opportunities. All right. So we're live here from the Conlin Center. And actually, we're just going to stay because we're about to get back to action here at Dominican. If you know somebody who loves basketball, tell them to tune in to Penguin Radio right now at radio.dominican.edu or come to the Conlin Center if they're in Marin County. All right, so we will have Owens at the line shooting two. This is a Dominican player. Her first free throw, nice art, just a little long. Bounces off the back of the rim.
Yeah, Kaywon Owens is a great player, loves to attack the basket, likes to get her teammates involved, just needs to make her free throws.
Yes, and again, repeat. Her second free throw was no good. But the ball is tipped out of bounds by Holy Names in Telefi. So it is Dominican's basketball. Owens will inbound the ball for Dominican. Stephanie Carnes at the point guard position, being guarded by Telefi. Stephanie Carnes drives left to the basket, comes all the way through. Now she's in the right-hand corner, finds Carnes on the right-hand wing. Stephanie Carnes finds Owens. Owens dribbles with her left hand, stops, pops for a short jump shot. Her jump shot was no good, but Marshall got the rebound, and a timeout is called by Dominican. Smart timeout called by the coach for Dominican. You are tuned into Penguin Radio live from the Collins Center. This is NCAA Division II basketball. Score 64-58 in favor of Dominican with 3 minutes and 26 seconds left in this ball game. We'll be right back in a few seconds. All right. We are back live at the Collins Center. It is Dominican's ball. Stephanie Carnes will be inbounding the ball for Dominican. But we have a little discussion between the referees right now. Shot clock will be set to 25 instead of 30 seconds. Dominican has 25 seconds to get a shot off, basically. All right. Ball is inbounded to Jasmine Cox at the right-hand corner. She swings it up to Owens, who is on the right wing. She hands the ball off to Stephanie Carnes, so Carnes is set up to play at the point position. Carnes finds Sarah Nelson at the right low post block. Sarah Nelson turns and kind of banks it a little hard off the backboard and misses the shot. And in transition, Holy Names Fitzpatrick draws a foul on Sarah Nelson. It seemed as if Sarah Nelson was standing straight up, but I guess they said that she had a little more extra to it. So Fitzpatrick is at the line for Holy Names right now. And she makes her first free throw. We do have some substitutions for Dominican. Hyatt is out. Nelson is back. Nelson is out and Hyatt is back in. And we have Fitzpatrick attempting her second free throw for Holy Names. And it's no good. Hyatt with the rebound. Way to grab the board. Looking for an outlet. Looking for an outlet, but Holy Names got the jump ball possession. Good tie-up by Aguilar. Ball is awarded to Dominican, though. 3 minutes and 2 seconds left in this ball game. 64-59, 5-point ball game. Dominican is winning, but with turnovers, key turnovers like this that just happened. Owens inbound the ball, Nakamura, but she couldn't quite catch the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, this game could come down to the wire. So now it's Holy Names basketball. McNack inbounding the ball, finds Jasmine Grant at the point guard position. Then they find McNack back at the left block. You already know that she's a left-hander, so she goes up for the layup and converts and makes her left-handed layup. Score is now 64-61. Holy Names applying full court pressure. Carnes end up getting the ball stolen. And Grant for Holy Names converts and makes her layup.
These are turnovers the Penguins can't afford right now. They almost turn over right here, too.
Yes, they cannot afford this. But 2 minutes and 28 seconds left. So 1-point ball game, 64-63, Dominican. Dominican finally passes half court and is allowed to set up their play. Carnes drives again and tries to dump it down to Owens. But another turnover. The ball ricochets off of Owens' fingertips, probably.
There's some communication going on between Chambers and Carnes. She's telling Carnes to protect the ball and communicate.
Yes, very important, very important. Holy Names in possession of the ball right now. Passaseo tries to drive right. Good defense by Nakamura, but no one's on the floor to get the ball, so Aguilar for Holy Names picks up the ball. Dominique McNack drives right and is blocked by Jasmine Cox. Carnes protecting the ball, and she uses her offhand to shield off the defender. And an offensive foul is called on Stephanie Carnes with 1:54 left in the ball game. The score is 64-63 in favor of Dominican, but Holy Names has the ball underneath their basket. Inbound play for Holy Names. Good defense by Yamauchi. Pressure applied to Grant. Grant finds Paseo. Paseo drives all the way to the right-hand side of the court and makes her layup. Holy Names is up 65-64 left and a minute 42 seconds left in this ball game. And Dominican turns it over yet again. Full court pressure applied by Holy Names. And Brittany Paseo really came alive for Holy Names. She just hit a corner three-pointer from the left-hand side of the court for Holy Names. Dominican pushing the ball up court. Owens tries to go for a left-hand layup, misses it. Yamauchi's on the floor, finds Owens. And a timeout is called. Timeout is called. Dominican gets a timeout. Ball will be awarded to Dominican. With 1 minute and 17 seconds left, this is an intense ball game. Dominican is now down by 4 points. 68-64 is the score. We are live at the Collins Center. Leah Rose and Patrick Kayabiab. And we will be back in a few seconds. This is NCAA Division II basketball. Back live at the Collins Center. This is Leah Rose and Patrick Kayabiab. You are tuned into Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Lady Penguins basketball. Carnes will inbound the ball for Dominican. Counting down for. Okay, she finds Nakamura at the left corner. Nakamura passing the ball up top to Carnes at the top of the key. Carnes finds Owens at the right wing. We have a minute and 8 seconds left. And Dominican is down by 4 points with 16 seconds left on the shot clock. Carnes has the ball at the left wing. Looking for some space to drive to the basket. Finds Owens in the right corner. Owens drives aggressively to the basket and is blocked by Fitzpatrick. And it looks like it will be the Lady Penguins basketball with 55.1 seconds left. 68-64 is the score in favor of Holy Names. So Dominican needs to score quick. Score quick, foul. Score quick and foul. And Carnes finds a cutting Hyatt. Hyatt misses the layup. And they call a jump ball, but it looks like Fitzpatrick had a, wow, that's pretty amazing. They call a jump ball, but it looks as if that could have been a foul call as well.
Look, the Penguins need to stop here no matter what because they're down four. They cannot allow Holy Names to score right now.
Yes, they need to stop the clock ASAP. Now the foul spread for team fouls, Holy Names 8, Dominican 5, so they can afford to foul, stop the clock. Well, Don, that's exactly what she does. She fouls Jasmine Grant in the backcourt. Stops the clock, 50 seconds.
No more fouls, they're going to be in the bonus.
No more. And they're playing, Dominican's playing great defense. Oh! And they call a foul on Carnes as she comes up with the ball. But they call a foul on Stephanie Carnes. So now Holy Names will shoot bonus free throws 1-1. And what this means is if Aguilar for Holy Names misses her first free throw, the ball is live. If she makes it, she gets another shot. But this is a really big call with 49.6 seconds left. The score is 68-64. Aguilar's attempt is good. Score is now 69-64. Sorry.
I'll go back to that last foul. They were trying to hit Aguilar over the top. They overthrew her. They're saying Carnes held onto her jersey, and Aguilar nails two free throws here on the clutch.
Yes, 48 seconds. Carnes is trying to find some light in this full court pressure. She finds Cox. Cox is holding the ball, needs to go. They need to score quick with 38 seconds left in the ball game. Nakamura pulls up for a three at the top of the key. It is long. Jasmine Cox tries to get the rebound, and no one is fouling. And Holy Names calls a timeout with 30.9 seconds left. Score is 70-64. It's a six-point ball game now. What do you think about that timeout called by Holy Names just now?
It's very smart. Very smart timeout right there because they were in trouble on the other side of the court. But problem is here, Penguins lose this. They lose chances in the PacWest tournament. They need a stop. They need a foul. They have to make sure that Holy Names misses the two free throws, and they need two threes to tie this up. That's the only chance they have.
Yes, I definitely agree. With 30.9 seconds in this ball game, the Penguins are down by 6 points. The score is 70-64. Both teams are in bonus. But Dominican is really going to go for the steal. They're not. Oh, they switched guard. Trish possession of guarding on the inbounder. Creates some. She's out of bounds. Holy Name steps out of bounds. Ball is awarded to Jasmine Grant for Holy Name. Steps out of bounds. Ball is awarded to Dominican with 29.6 seconds left. Rodon for Dominican will inbound the ball. All right. Garnes for Dominican with the ball at the top. He spins, drives to the basket, lays it up, looking for the foul call. No call. And she puts it back up. Jasmine Cox gets fouled, and she will go to the line.
Okay, here's the good thing. There was a foul, stops the clock, but Jasmine Cox is at the line, who has been struggling through the line all season long. So
yes, yes. Let's see if she can pin these down and knock them down. We do have a substitution. Nakamura's coming out, and Marshall's coming in. This is for defense. Expect Nakamura to come right back in when Dominican gets the ball on offense. Cox misses her free throw and fouls Grant for Holy Names. 20 seconds left. Grant will go to the line for Holy Names. 1-1. Score is still 72-64. This is the second half. This is a big rivalry game for everyone who's just tuning in. Holy Name versus Dominican. And let's see if Grant will hit her first out of 1-1. And she misses it, in and out. Jasmine Cox with the rebound. Dominican is in a hurry. Harnes passes it up court to Rodon. Rodon kind of bobbles the ball, gets the ball back, is looking for the basket, and is fouled as she puts the ball up with 11.6 seconds left. Rodon will go to the free throw line. 1-1. Oh, no, actually she's shooting two. She got fouled on the shot.
Rodon good at free throws. Let's see if she can make the first.
And she makes the first free throw, 70-65.
All right, so the only chance the Penguins have here, she makes this one. They foul. They missed the other two. Holy Names with the other two, I mean.
And Rodon misses the second, but Carnes gets the ball back and throws the ball up from the left-hand side of the court. No good. Foul. Cox fouls Fitzpatrick with 5.4 seconds left in the ball game. Score is 72-65. Stephanie Carnes, third foul. And Dominican, eighth foul as a team. Fitzpatrick will go to the line, shooting 1-1. Fitzpatrick misses her free throw. And Dominican grabs the board, and there is a foul call. All right, and the foul is called on Holy Names. Pretty interesting. So Rodon will go to the line with 4.4 seconds left.
Now this makes it interesting. If Rodon makes both, Penguins foul. Mm-hmm. They're down three, and they have to just hope that Holy Names misses the other two.
Indeed. And Rodon hits the first free throw. And we have our Twin Towers for Dominican coming in. And there are And something interesting is happening right now. Refs are trying to figure out who the foul was called on for Holy Names. It was on Renique Fitzpatrick, number 34. And we have the Twin Towers coming in for Dominican. It seems as if Rodon is going to miss the second free throw and hope for a tip by Hyatt or Nelson. Nelson gets the rebound. Finds Marshall out in the right corner for a three-pointer, and she misses it. And that is the ball game. Final score, 72-66. Holy Names. We are live from the Collins Center. This is Leah Rose and Patrick Kayabi up. Give me your insight on the game, Patrick. What do you think about it overall?
They just couldn't close it out. The Penguins, they had everything going under control until the game was down until five. And then after that, Holy Names just made clutch shots at the right moments. That's what happened. That was the game.
Indeed. That's how the cookie crumbled.
That is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back for the men's game at 7:30, and Patrick Kayabia will be doing play-by-play, and I'll be doing a little color for him in the first half. And it's always great to be here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We are live from the Collins Center, NCAA Division II Basketball.